This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations was forced to stop deliveries of food and other necessities in Gaza and warned of the growing possibility of widespread starvation after the internet and telephone services collapsed in the besieged enclave because of a lack of fuel. Israel announced Friday that it will allow a very minimal amount of fuel into the besieged territory daily, but the shipments appear to be lit far less than what the UN has said is needed. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell urged Israel on Friday not to be consumed by rage and its response to last month's Hamas attack as Israeli forces wage war in Gaza.
A horror doesn't justify another horror. And the best friends of Israel are the ones who ask them not to be driven by rage.
On his first visit to Israel since the October 7th assault, Borrell sought to express solidarity with his host and reflect an international concern about Palestinian civilian casualties as Israeli forces seek to destroy Hamas in Gaza. His balancing act also reflected an attempt to stick to a middle ground acceptable to all 27 EU countries. Ukraine's Kharkiv region has started building underground schools. The heavily fortified structures will allow children to return in person learning.
Schools in the eastern region, which borders Russia, had to resort to online learning after the February 2022 invasion. Kharkiv is frequently targeted by Russian missiles, drones, and artillery. The governor reported on Thursday that in 24 hours, three different districts had been struck. The chief district architect, Anton Korotovsky, said two schools are currently under construction. He added that more of these schools, which act as bomb shelters,